This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You and I might ask ourselves the question today, what is the will of God for my life that I'm not doing? And some people say, well, is it to be go on the mission field? Not necessarily. Is it to go into some full-time ministry? Not necessarily. It may be something as simple as forgiving. It may be something as simple as changing your attitude toward folks, toward people. It may be as simple as changing the way you talk. It may be something as simple as changing the way you think. That can apply to you. It can apply to me. You see, it's not too difficult to say that we believe in the Lord. It's a lot harder to live like it. It's not too difficult to attend church, but it's difficult to live a life of service for the kingdom. You may even convince your friends, your neighbors, and family that you're a deeply spiritual person. But remember, there's one person you and I cannot fool, and that is the Lord God Almighty. I don't know if this invention ever proved to be for real, but I remember reading about an invention by a Russian engineer by the name of Simeon Kurlyan, is how you pronounced his name. He believed that you could take your hand and place it on photographic film, photographic paper or film, I'm not sure what the term would be, and you would put a slight electrical charge through your hand. And on this photographic film would leave an impression around your hand in different colors. Different people would register different colors when he did this experiment. And he came up with the theory that there was energy emanating from us and that the colors signified whether a person was in good health or bad health. And again, I don't know if this was ever confirmed, what the follow-up, I just remember when it came out. And his theory was that if your hand emanated a certain color, red or blue, it meant you were sick. If it were another color, you were healthy. The thought occurred to me when I read that years ago. It's something I want to talk about today. I don't know if that is physically true, that a color emanates on photographic film when electricity passes through your hand, but I do know this, that emanating from the life of every believer in this room is either obedience to Christ or disobedience. If you were to ask in your heart of hearts, am I living a life of obedience to the Lord, or am I living a life of semi-obedience, partial obedience, or am I really in truth living a life of willful disobedience to the will of God? This passage not only tells me there's accountability, but there is judgment. The Lord says the people who do religious things, people who will prophesy in the name of Christ, people who will cast out demons, people will even perform miracles in the name of Jesus. And then Jesus says to them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me. I don't know about you, but that is beyond frightening. That is stupefying to think that the Lord would actually have people on the day of judgment brag about performing miracles, casting out demons, and preaching in the name of Christ, and the Lord saying, I never knew you because you didn't do the will of my Father. The will of my Father. These are strange days that we live in. I'm amazed at how people are always wondering what different people think about Jesus. And we all do that. Have you ever wondered about an uncle or a relative and you say, you know, I wonder what he thinks about Jesus Christ? It never occurs to you or me to say this. I wonder what Jesus thinks of him or her. We talk about nations in the Gallup poll and the George Barna Group and other Roper polls do polls on what people think of the Lord or think of the Bible or think about heaven and hell. And it never occurs to people to ask, even theoretically, what does the Lord God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, what does he think about the United States of America?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.